Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Pete Lee and Tony Danza later on. Petey Mack in the studio right now. Tomorrow, Pete Lee will join us again. Pete's in town all weekend. FunnyboneOmaha.com through Saturday.
He's great.
Pete Lee Week. On the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. 3 days in a row.
Tony Danza also later on. Tony's got a new show on Netflix. We like talking to the Tony. Craig Evans in the house.
Good morning.
Speaking of old shows, it was 40 years ago.
Yesterday?
Yeah, that 2 days ago, WKRP came out. First episode of WKRP, 1978. It's a little fun fact thing our boss sent to us. I read all those.
I actually did too.
And I knew some of them. I didn't know all of them, so it was really interesting, yeah. You can share that in the social media. It's pretty cool. People love that show. Even people that, I mean, obviously you were too young to see it first run, Puss, but you
no,
watched
it. No, I remember watching it. My parents had it on. I remember seeing it.
78 to 82?
Well, okay. It was reruns.
Yeah, right, been reruns. I mean,
you know, right after that.
I'm sure you saw it, yeah.
Mid-late 80s.
Oh, it kicked ass in the reruns.
Mid-late 80s, yeah. I remember seeing it.
We watched it first run with your mom. She liked it. But she said, I hope my kids never get into radio. And we said, we can't promise that.
Well, yeah. I didn't realize
they weren't in radio. People in radio tell their kids not to get into it. Right?
I didn't realize then how fake it was that they never wore headphones.
Yeah, that's the only thing I didn't like about it. But other than that, it was pretty real. And the way he queued up records,
yeah, he would just drop the needle and the song would start. Yeah. That's not realistic.
Right, right.
That's not how it worked, folks.
But other than that, I like that show a lot.
Good characters.
Yeah,
they only had the one sales guy.
Yeah, you know the interesting part though was, and if you read that fact thing. You have to buy this certain box set of DVDs to get all that music that was on there.
Well, that's because right, because there were years.
One of the reasons that thing kicked ass is it played a lot of great music in the 70s and the early 80s, and the 60s for that matter, and it played a lot of great music. The huge artists of the day's music was on there, and all the big hits. And when they put it out on rerun, they had to put generic rock and roll in there because they couldn't afford the fees for the TV.
Yeah.
But the box set features... And that, I hate to say, because I probably won't ever do this, but I think that's one thing I would actually do. I'd like to see it with the original music in again.
Yeah, that's why it took so long for it to come out on DVD. I had to get all that licensing.
Right, they had to get the music rights.
Today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
All right. I want to thank the Omaha Tap House, by the way, for bringing in some food. It's great food again this morning. Thank you, Omaha Tap House. Two locations in Omaha.
All of them fine. Wonderful.
Pepperoni pizza with a cauliflower crust.
So friggin' good.
It's hardly pizza.
Yeah. That wouldn't make much sense, you know. I'm avoiding the crust, but I'm eating pepperoni.
You do try and avoid the crust.
Yeah.
Last night.
Thank you.
Yeah, I contend.
Yeah, there's crust there. You're avoiding it altogether, aren't you?
We could feed you a pizza with a cauliflower crust and not tell you till afterwards.
A blind taste test.
Well, it doesn't matter when you tell me. It would still not necessarily be good.
No, you wouldn't notice the difference. You'd eat it. You'd say, that was pretty good. And then we'd say, that's a cauliflower crust. And then you'd say, I don't know why you
would
do that.
He would do it.
You
go,
you stupid son of a bitch!
He'd yell at you.
For thinking that I didn't know before now. Yeah, that's going to be a tough sell. the cauliflower crust is just like any other crust. May as well use it for pies.
Yeah, I'm with you on this, Craig. I haven't tried it yet, but if I'm going to eat a pizza, I realize I'm going to eat a pizza.
Now, it works for pizza because, you know, there's sometimes a lot of vegetable matter on your pizza, so it blends in pretty well.
I'm sure it tastes fine, but I'm not really worried about trying to make my pizza healthier.
No, cauliflower
ain't gonna happen.
Underneath your pizza, yeah. Basically.
Okay.
I don't even know why I try to sell
you. Now, mashed potatoes, it's the same
resistance
thing, but I'm with Craig.
No,
on the
it's
pizza
not,
part,
yeah, but it tastes good. It's not like, it doesn't taste like mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it does.
But
yeah.
It still tastes
you put,
pretty good.
Like PDZ, put a butter on it, it tastes like mashed potatoes. It does.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just soak that thing in butter.
Doesn't even
which
have
defeats
like,
the purpose
yeah,
of eating
chives.
Something healthy.
Right. It doesn't even have the same texture. It's not horribly different, but there's slightly.
If you whip it enough.
Right, there's a slightly different texture
I think
to it.
Exactly like.
But it's still a good way to get your vegetables. But you don't seem to care about getting your vegetables, so I'm done talking to you.
We were, Craig or me?
Craig.
Oh, yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
Either way, we're grateful.
Some guy hammered us earlier. I don't care. I don't care who you're yelling at. It's not for the weak, not for the faint of heart being on this program. If you're pissed off, somebody's mad at you, you ain't going to be here that long. Or somebody yells at you, you don't care.
I got
that
link
includes the audience, yeah. Too. We don't care.
See if I can find it here.
Which one?
Now that you don't care.
Oh, the fat shaving guy?
No.
Oh, that guy pissed
me. Oh, no.
No, somebody sent me a link. They obviously follow Bird's Eye Vegetables on their news feed.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. And it was all about cauliflower.
Really?
Yeah.
And how it tastes like potatoes?
Don't bring that up on the air. That'd be boring as hell, it sounds like.
Oh, we already
no.
did.
No. Reading this
cauliflower
website.
Cauliflower is fascinating.
No, it was just a little video.
Some guy earlier thinks that we're fat-shaming dudes. I said, Jesus.
So?
Yeah, that's what I want to say. I mean, I realize that the whole world has changed a little bit, and we some jokes we don't do anymore, and rightly so, but I'm not going to stop those. You know, I just don't, yeah. And then we had a, that was where the guy, another big guy checked in and said, you tell that guy to shut up and dip his donut in mayonnaise
and
shut the hell up. And that guy was a big fat guy.
Oh, and they now have pasta.
Right.
That looks like pasta, but it's actually cauliflower. I haven't tried that.
That sounds okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than a bunch of carbs. You get enough carbs.
Yeah.
I mean, you should have carbs, but a lot of people, and I don't want to fat shame you,
no.
Eat excessive carbs.
Lay off me, I'm starving. Yeah.
That's not uncommon.
Is that bread and pasta?
That's because carbs are great. Yeah. That's why.
Oh, they are.
That's why they're tough to stay away from.
English muffins.
Oh,
yeah. Very filling.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have some.
Yeah.
You can't just eat the peanut butter straight out of the jar.
Yeah.
You got to put it on something.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. And not cauliflower.
The dog can eat it on. eats it off something. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes
it's right out of the jar.
Yeah.
And by the jar, you mean your thigh,
that's
right?
Not what I mean.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if you want to treat your dog, once you're, when you can't scrape the last bit of peanut butter out of the, if you get a plastic one, just cut off the top or cut it in half and give it to your dog. He'll clean it up.
Why are you putting lettuce over here?
All right.
It'll amuse them for minutes until they devour it.
Sony says they are going to be putting out a miniature version of its original PlayStation console. They're going to call it the PlayStation Classic, going on sale early December. It will come preloaded with 20 retro games.
There's a lot of chubs coming out of that group. Your
it
son
looks
loves
like
that,
the,
right? Your
the old
son
19 and 94 PlayStation, but it's about 45% smaller. The PlayStation Classic will sell for $99.99, not the $100 you'd expect to pay.
Yeah,
no.
that's a retro price, too.
And a lot of kids that were kids in 1994 are freaking out, aren't they? Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Puss. Puss was, of course, he wasn't a video game guy.
Nope.
And he's not going to start.
No.
Oh, he's not allowed to.
No. No, he's just not into it.
And he's not allowed to.
No smashing if he plays that.
That's right.
Really, I really don't want to.
Yeah. I know you don't.
Smash.
Even without the consequences.
He wants to smash.
Yeah, I want to do that.
For once, Tyler is defending you.
Yeah.
I don't want to play video games.
He was on the phone. He was on the phone, and he came back. I don't want to do that. What, smash?
Did you ever play video games?
I had the original Nintendo when I was like 12.
Okay,
you know, when they first came out. And then I had a Nintendo 64 right at the end of high school, into college, and I only played one game, and then I got rid of it.
Plus, you had to go plow all the time, right, in the farm?
No, didn't have to do that. Don't
milk,
no farm.
Milk things?
Nope.
Milk the tractor?
Nope. Yeah.
Gather eggs?
Yeah. Nope. Whole bit, man.
Nope.
Whole bit. Feed
no
the
farm.
Goat. Feed the
no
goats.
No animals. No fields.
Feed the goats.
No tractors.
Roll with the pigs?
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. No pigs.
Slop the hogs?
Nope.
You got chores
not
to do before school. Get off that video game, son.
Nope.
I don't know why you just don't play along.
I like this bit better.
Because you can ask me all the wheat farming questions you want, and I'll play along.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hurricane Florence left behind some serious flooding in the Carolinas.
Well, what about Trump's golf course? He asked about that.
Well, he was there. He says the devastation is epic.
And the wettest wet of ever.
Says Florence is one of the most powerful and devastating storms in U.S. history.
Yeah, it is.
That's because he was reading off an index card.
Yeah.
Like the he gives a rat's ass.
He doesn't. He actually said about that one lake, how's that doing? Uh-huh. I can't tell you why I care, but I'm paraphrasing, but that's kind of the quote. And that's where his golf course was.
Does he have a golf course?
Yes.
In North Carolina?
Yes, he does.
Millions of livestock animals have also died as a result of the storm.
Damn.
Turkeys, chickens, millions of chickens and whatnot.
Well, the floods are only going to get worse over the next week.
Right.
The rivers are still rising.
Yes.
It looks brutal.
Has he been more? I saw he was in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Right.
Has he been anywhere else? I'm just the president.
He's back to the D.C. He's back to D.C.
Yeah, one day.
He worried about his golf. He asked about his golf course, too. He actually did.
Just got to go check on the course. And
it's not just us. I mean, everybody's just hammering. He's tone deaf.
All the people he was around, too, were, I mean, they all just look like us. It was white people ever. It was just white.
And you find a lot of
black people affected.
There's a lot of black people in North Carolina.
Yeah.
A lot of more affected.
Fayetteville specifically.
Right.
The Texas man who created the plans for a 3D printed gun
is a freak.
Is facing sexual assault charges. Austin police say that Cody Wilson paid a teenage girl $500 for sex last month after meeting on a dating website. They exchanged.
Oh, he paid her too. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
They exchanged the nude photos, then knocks them out at a hotel. Investigators say they have surveillance video showing the two meeting together along with hotel records. Wilson has not yet been arrested. He created the 3D printed gun several years ago, then sued the feds after they ordered him to get rid of the post. A settlement was reached earlier this year, but still 19 states have sued to keep the plans from being posted online, and apparently you can get them anyway.
Yeah, so he's a freak.
All right, I'm not trying to defend the guy, but did she portray herself as a 16-year-old.
I did not look into it. I didn't want to know.
Doesn't
really
matter. It's illegal. He paid her. And she's 16, so.
I know.
Yeah, you can't pay anybody for it.
You can't pay anybody either, for that matter.
Even if she's 18, that's still illegal somewhat.
Yeah.
It's still a form of illegal.
Right, yeah.
When she's 16, it's a couple forms of illegal.
You can pay an 18-year-old, I believe, in the Bunny Ranch, but that's legal.
Yeah, but I'm not going to shame a guy if
he's a piece of crap.
He picks up an escort in some place where it's not legal and pays her money.
I'm not either, but he paid a 16-year-old, so he's a freak.
Unless there's human trafficking involved.
Yeah, sounds like somebody needs some cash.
Yeah, it does.
Or did he find it on a website?
It was a website.
Yeah, online.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean she was on an escort.
How'd he get snagged?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. They did, but they do have video.
Oh, okay.
Of them going into the place.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe they knew it was a freak. Maybe it was on a sting job.
Yeah.
It might have been.
Easily.
See, I'm against that.
Screw this guy.
Oh, no, I'm not defending the guy. Right, I know you hate the guy because he made a 3D gun.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
No, I mean, if
I think this is a form of entrapment if they did that.
If they're all willing adults Yes, yeah, Todd, I'm with you.
Yeah. Oh, oops. Jesus.
Sorry. Wow.
Thanks for taking your headphone off.
My ear scratch. I need an ear scratch. I usually scratch my ears with my legs.
Yes, you do. Your hind legs, too. Yeah, it's your hind legs, too.
My hind legs.
Yeah. You get to bouncing. Right. It's great.
And he is no longer in the United States.
You take off?
Yeah, he's in Taiwan.
Oh, that's where they like little girls. Oh, so he took off, too. What a freak. And that's where they have all the young people. Taiwanese sex tourist, right? That crap?
Well, underage? I'm not suggesting that that's
what he's
doing. Well,
why would he go doing? To Taiwan?
Well, to get away because he's under investigation for a 16-year-old.
Get away where you can bang teenagers.
He is wanted for sexual assault of a child.
Yeah, so he took off, huh?
Yep. He's out of the town. Amazon says, Alexa, order dildos. CNBC. Well, what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing. Nothing. Man, that's a lot of things, too. If it's nothing, that means it's the top fun thing is a bag of dildos. What's your top five fun things? Well, we know number one, bag of dildos.
Dildo.
After that, I don't know, concerts, parties, whatever.
That's the fun pack.
CNBC reports that Amazon will release at least 8 new voice-controlled hardware devices before the end of this year. They include a microwave oven, an amplifier, a receiver, a subwoofer, and an in-car gadget.
So microwave, 60 seconds, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Alexa, popcorn.
All right.
Alexa, cook dildo.
But you got to put dildo in there. You still have to put the stuff in the microwave. Just you have to say something to it, right?
Alexa, warm up butt plug.
Right.
Yeah. Some will have Alexa built in. They'll all easily connect to the voice assistant.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think somebody could mess
on
with
medium heat.
Yeah.
Not too hot.
You break into somebody's house and go, Alexa, play everything. Turn on everything and then leave.
Yeah.
Right. Alexa, unlock safe.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want one of those.
Alexa, buy dildos. We just messed up some Alexa. Sitting at home with the radio on by itself.
Yeah.
Well, Alexa is the radio in a lot of houses.
Exactly.
Your dad's, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
And does your sister listen the same way?
No, they're at work by now. They actually listen on their phones, I believe.
The DEA is being given credit for skyrocketing stocks in marijuana-based companies. The government approved importing marijuana for medical research.
Oh, man.
Importing it?
Yesterday.
The hell do you have to import it for?
We'll get to that. And not really. But we will address that.
How slow are the anti-weed people going to lose this battle? I mean, how long is it going to take before they lose this battle completely?
Oh, they will kick and scream.
I know they will. They will. I understand that. They kick and scream
for the rest of our life.
It's got to be a federal thing eventually.
And
like gay
beyond
marriage.
That.
Right. You're right. People are still pissed off about gay marriage and homophobes. But this is ridiculous. The weed thing is getting kind of ridiculous.
That it's because
we were talking about this the other day. I mean, with Pete Lee on and off the air. I mean, it's just crazy that we discuss it openly. In most states, people just smoke a joint, smoke a vape. You know, Pete Lee vapes. He says in California. You know.
So the DEA. Yeah.
What's even crazier is. It's legal, and then 15 miles away,
right.
It's not.
It's jail. It's still jail in a lot of places, depending on what you got.
The DEA has signed off on a company named Tilray, T-I-L-R-A-Y, their plan to import marijuana from Canada to the United States for medical research.
Why not let some of the, you know, if you want to, let's grow American. There's plenty of places growing it here.
Stock in Tilray increased nearly 92%.
That's a lot.
Trade was halted 5 times yesterday afternoon. Stocks in other marijuana-based companies also saw increases, including Cronos Group, which rose more than 12%. Now, the stock was down a bit after the closing bell, but stocks in other marijuana-based companies also saw increases, including Cronos Group, which rose more than 12%.
What was your reason in Canada, Craig? Do you have the answer?
We do not have the answer as to why specifically Canada. However, Matt Gaetz out of Florida, a Republican representative out of Florida, tweeted yesterday, unbelievable.
Oh.
DEA gives approval to import cannabis compounds from Canada while Sessions is sitting on 24+ applications from domestic manufacturers.
Well, that's,
what happened to Buy American, Hire American?
Yeah. They don't care. That's just a slogan.
I told you, they got a warehouse full in Rhode Island right now.
Right.
Which island?
One of my Facebook friends does. And there's a few warehouses full in California and Colorado. Oregon and Washington.
Now, the Department of Justice has refused to act on more than 24 pending license applications to grow weed in the United States to be used in scientific studies.
Because the possum says so.
The proposals were filed, well... See, here's the trouble.
It's administration, right?
The proposals were filed under a program created by the DEA in the waning months of the Obama presidency.
We're stopping in its tracks. So this is a Republican who gets why it's wrong, but still going to vote for you, like Sessions.
Sessions says that his Justice Department has blocked their consideration.
I don't know. Petey and I were a couple weeks ago. They were showing pictures of the weed they have at, is it the University of Mississippi or Mississippi State? This is the stuff, the legal stuff that they can do research on here in the U.S. And it doesn't even look like weed.
Years ago at least, they said it was basically useless to use and try and get some studies out of. It was basically sticks and stones.
Oregano.
Wonder where they could find the good stuff.
It looked like ditch weed.
Yeah, they just set it out there, let it grow. Who knows what else they put with it. Out of England, instead of a mouse or a rat, a cat returned home carrying a plastic bag containing 30 wraps of what was believed to be crack cocaine and heroin.
Man.
The owner was shocked to discover the cat curled up in bed next to the bag at their home.
Just protecting it.
Yes. He
this
brought
is
it
my
home.
Crack.
He's going to show it off to everybody.
A little taste of that crack.
Hanging out. Just keep it
is
here.
Is your cat on crack?
Yes.
This stuff is way better than catnip.
Yeah.
Man.
No arrests.
Light little crack pipe with his little balls. That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. Tooch the crack pipe cat.
Tooch.
A crack-smoking cat.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.